مارك السهابة The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech Thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Alhamdulillah, today is the 25th of Muharram 1442, and I present to you the report back of our last week's activities, all with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Almighty Allah states, wa amma bi ni'mati rabbika fahaddith. As for the bounties, favors of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, proclaim it and say, hadha min fadli rabbi. This is the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. We are non-entities. We can do and we can't do anything without the mercy and grace of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, "Man lam yashkurin nas, lam yashkurillah." The person who was not grateful to humanity, in reality, is not grateful to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. This is authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Alhamdulillah, Monday to Saturday, the programs went very well in the morning, and alhamdulillah, more and more people are listening. And what brings joy is non-Muslims also are listening. So Allah Ta'ala grant one and all hidayat. And then, mashallah, our tafsir. And you know, we started the Quran Sharif all over again. So we are sending it out on the Telegram, sending it out on the Twitter account, and on the groups as well. So you can listen to it in your leisure time. And today, mashallah, we finish verse 101 with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah of Surah Baqarah. So all that goes on. And then, mashallah, was the Q&A and so forth on Monday with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah. Tuesday, Wednesday was bliss of marriage. Alhamdulillah, another program becoming very popular. Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, accept it and unite our the houses and the families and the husbands and everybody to live in a house where there is peace, tranquility and unity. And the house should not be a place where there is civil war and there is fighting going on every day, every week. Then on Wednesday, Tuesday night, I started my tafsir with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah in the Jami Masjid. We'll come to the Jami Masjid just now. And alhamdulillah, that also is going well. Wednesday, I go to Darul Zakaria. So mashallah, I was looking at the time before Maghrib. When I reached there, I had 35-40 minutes. So we have tea, and then I tell Hazrat about all the political issues of importance for us Muslims and so forth. And certain masail I have, you know, sometimes people ask, or sometimes I just have in my head. So I ask our Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahab that he must explain all this. And then we go for Maghrib Salat, and then he teaches. So mashallah that he teaches Ibn Majah, and we sit there in the class with the students. So about 35-40 students, I think now more and more students are coming, maybe even for over 40 maybe. So alhamdulillah, and then we have another half an hour before Isha. So we have again cup of tea, and mashallah we discuss. Now that is the time I ask him many issues, you know, and real intense discussion, academic discussion, because that is the time we are alone. And mashallah, these are Allah grant our Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahab siha, afia, and long life keep his shadow on us for many years to come. And then Thursday we have meetings, Mashura and what have you. And Friday, mashallah, that this week was Sheikh Salih bin Humaid, he delivered the khutbah. And it was a very straightforward khutbah. He read quickly, very short, and then I translated. And then I went to the Jami Masjid. So this week's report back, we entitled it. And I told our brothers to be lucky that they must title the podcast, The History of the Jami Masjid. Let's give you the history, the geography of our Jami Masjid. You know, under apartheid, that there were four different types. We had four provinces. We had Natal, we had Transvaal, we had Cape, and we had Free State. And then people were also divided in four. You had the whites. They were right in the center of the town, of the city. And then you had the Indians, so they were sent a little bit. Then you had the coloureds, they were sent further. Then you had the African, the black, they were sent further. And the least amenity and facilities and what have you. So obviously that was oppression and a crime against humanity, the apartheid regime. So from Johannesburg, for the Indians, they sent us here to Lanesia, Lens they call it. Lanesia is the full name. For the coloureds, they sent them here, El Dorado Park. And for the African, they sent them to Soweto. So till today it's like that. That majority people here will be Indian, and like that it is. Anyway, so when our brothers and sisters came here, so obviously you require a masjid. So when we asked the ulama, who are the senior ulama, many of them passed away, give us the history of Lanesia. They say that the oldest masjid is the Sabri Masjid. MashaAllah, where Moana Nana is, where Moana Isa is. So MashaAllah, that masjid is going on very well. So that was the oldest masjid. Second oldest was Jami Masjid. So the Jami Masjid, where is it? So it's right there, what they call Top Shop, you know, right in the metropolitan area of Lanesia, the busy street where all the shops are. And when was this masjid built? MashaAllah, the people who built it were Mias Farm. And you know, obviously there was collection, but they are in charge of it and so forth. So remember, we have to give you two history here quickly. So this masjid, we are in the month of September. So it was on 22nd of September 1972, the masjid was completed and they started the masjid. SubhanAllah, you work it out now. So we got from 1972 till now. So you got 50 years. So you must remember 48 years. Islamically is 50 years. So plus minus. So SubhanAllah. And we there every day with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah. Let us give you the names of the imams who served from that time till now. On a full-time basis, the people and imams and ulama and huffaz who were employed. Maulana Ibrahim Mia, the one of the Khanka, he passed away. He was the imam there in 1976. Then Mufti Suleiman Qasim was there for 8 years. From 1976 right up to 83, like you know, so 8 years. I confirmed this with Maulana Bamji as well. Then Maulana Sabir Ismail, they called him Sabir Ganchi. So I see that's how it's written. And anyway, he was there for 2 years, 80, 81, 82, like that, you know. So he was there for 2 years. Maulana Hanif Bamji, mashallah, what can we say about him? Maulana Hanif Bamji started in 1982. Till now, he's the imam. We read Fajr Salat behind him also this morning. 38 years, 40 years Islamically almost. So he's the imam. He's the fittest imam in South Africa. He jogs every day. I don't know how many kilos. 2 kilos, 5 kilos, 10 kilos. He's the fittest Maulana. He's Waliullah actually. And remember that he loves the stories of Awliyaullah. He's married to my wife's niece, you know. So we family in that way there. MashaAllah, Waliullah, pious person. So Allah Ta'ala reward our Maulana Hanif Bamji. When I came here in 2001, I asked him, Maulana, how long you here? He told me 17 years or something. So I asked him, how many lectures you give? He said, nothing. So I said, no, you'll stay another 20 years also. So this is a joke I made with him. So mashallah, Allah Ta'ala give him good health, inshallah. And then Maulana Naeem Chunara, this is the list I've got here. He came in 95, 96, 2 years he served. And then Maulana Israel Chunara, and this was in 2005 to 2009, about 4 years or so. And then Hafiz Suhail was the imam. He was from India and good reader also. So all of them good readers, mashallah. So 2012 to 2019, he was imam. And now we got this imam, mashallah, Maulana Ghulamullah Yaqub. So he started last year, 2019. This is his second year. And there was another Qari Sahib from India, and he resigned or what have you, Qari Asif. So 2020, so he just left now recently. So mashallah, these are the appointed imams. Now obviously you will ask that I gave you the list from 1976. What about the years before that? So remember, it seems that Mias Farm and the ulama and the huffaz here in Indonesia at that time, because remember, there's hardly any ulama in that sense, hardly any infrastructure. So it was more just, you know, a voluntary basis. So on a voluntary basis, the imams of Jami Masjid were Maulana Bayazid Pando. So remember that he was a senior alim and he passed away also. Allah grant all of them Jannatul Firdaus who passed away. He, Maulana Ibrahim Mia, and Maulana Mufti Suleiman Qasim, and all of them, they passed away. So he was a voluntary imam there. Then Hafiz Bashir Bhatia, who is the vice principal of Darul Zakaria, mashallah, doing sterling work there. So he was also on a voluntary basis imam here at the Jami Masjid in Indonesia. Then there's Hafiz Zakaria Bam. About him, I don't know that where is he nowadays, but anyway, that's the list I got. So he was also a voluntary imam. And Hafiz Yusuf Varacha. So these are the names, mashallah. They were voluntary, doing service, lillah, fillah, for the pleasure of Almighty Allah. One of the greatest distinctions of this masjid here, that is Jami Masjid, in 1981, we all know that what had happened was that Hazrat Sheikh Maulana Zakaria Nawwarullah Marqadah, who came to South Africa, that was Hazrat's last Ramadan and last Etikaf. Whole month Hazrat spent there as a Sheikh in Stenga. And Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Tutla Rahimahullah was the main personality in convincing Hazrat to come here. And what a memorable occasion for us in South Africa. I spent the last week there, the last, you know, 10 days. So about 1 week I spent there. And it was wonderful. Sometimes when I was alone with Maulana Tutla, not that time now. So, you know, that when we came to know one another quite well, I should tell him, was Tengar ki Halim abitak lazzat ara here, you know. That taste, that delicious taste of the Halim of Stenger of 1981, that we still relish and cherish that. The people, I don't know, must be the ladies and some cooks up and I don't know who. Thousands of people from South Africa, Africa, UK and here and there. So one of the memorable Ramadans it was. Now, Hazrat Sheikh spent a whole month. Now what? So after that, Hazrat Sheikh went to White River. Hazrat Sheikh came here to Jami Masjid. I remember my two brothers, I was in Newcastle teaching. So Ramadan was off. So mashallah, I told my two brothers, Ahmed Rashid Hussain and Abdul Ghaffar Hussain, both passed away, Allah grant them Jannatul Firdaus. I said, make sure you go meet Hazrat Sheikh here in Jami Masjid. So 3 nights Hazrat Sheikh spent here. And Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Sahib and all of them came, Rahimahullah. And remember that room where Hazrat was, that room is still there. They haven't changed anything there. So remember, this was a great, great honor for the Mias Farm Day. MashaAllah, Mufti Ahmed Mia, Maulana Ibrahim Mia, all of them passed away. Allah grant Jannatul Firdaus. And Hazrat Sheikh came here. It was in August 1981. First Shaban 1982, Hazrat Sheikh Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Nawwarullah, who passes away there in Medina Munawwara, and he was Hazrat Allama bin Nuri Rahimahullah wrote, and I have the note. So you must remember is door ke sabse bare muhaddis, that we were in majlis with Allah's help there in Karachi, where we were giving mangoes to Sheikhain. One side was Hazrat Sheikh Maulana Zakaria Nawwarullah Marqadahu, and one side was Hazrat Allama bin Nuri Rahimahullah. This was in Darul Karachi, and I used to think that look at this Bahrain, these are the two oceans, these are the two giants, and they were speaking in Arabic, and Hazrat bin Nuri said, Ana Shabun wa Anta Sheikhun, that I am the youngster and you the Sheikh. Then Hazrat Sheikh said, no, that you are the Sheikh. Subhanallah, the love they respected, both of them, oceans of knowledge. Allah Jalla wa Ala grant them the highest stages of Jannah. Anyway, So that was a great honor. That was now, it's still run by Mias Farm, mashallah. If you go to Mias Farm, for me, I only visited Mias Farm maybe about 4 times in my life, or maximum 5 times. When I finished Heaves in 1970, my honorable Ustad Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia, my father Ismail Osman Hussein, that he also passed Allah grant Jannatul Firdaus, my mother, father. So every family wants the son to perform Tarawih. Now I don't know what they speak about Baligh and not Baligh and that. So my father bought a brand new car, the Ranger, green one with a black vinyl top. I still remember. So my father driving Hafiz Limalia, I'm with the back, we're going from Heidelberg to Mias Farm. That's in 1970. He asked me some questions in Gujarati. I say, what this old man is speaking? I don't understand nothing. You understand? Hazrat Moana Ibrahim, I'm speaking about, the senior. He was the Grand Mufti of Transvaal that time. So I said, I don't know what he's speaking. He said, this chap, he doesn't know whether he's coming or going, meaning that he don't understand. So he's not Baligh, nothing, and so he can't make Tarawih. So that was my first time. Second time, I finished up with Karachi, Pakistan, came back in November, and then in December, mashallah, 80, I went back to Mias Farm. And it was Hazrat Mufti Sanjalvi Sahib again, Mufti Ibrahim Sahib, Rahimahullah. He was Allah Kashmiri student, great, great scholar he was, no doubt about that. So I told him, Hazrat, you know, I went to study and all that. I didn't speak about my Hif story, but I just went for advice. I said, Hazrat, you know, I don't want to make imamat, I don't want to teach in a maktab, I want to teach kitabs. So he made so much dua for me, so much dua, subhanallah, it was a real inspiration and motivation. And that's how I started also there in Newcastle, January then in 1981. This was end of 80 and so forth that I landed up there. So anyway, so in I met Hazrat Mufti Sahib also, and Allah Ta'ala grant him Jannatul Firdaus. Then Mufti Ahmed, Rahimahullah, Maulana Ibrahim Sahib, Rahimahullah, they used to come here to Jami Masjid, so we used to meet sometime. So mashallah, their khidmat, Mias Farm started in 1940, we can never forget how they translated, how they printed the Quran Sharif, and how many other kitabs and so forth for the madrasas. When we went to madrasa, 63, 64, 65, all that. So they used to come there, I remember vividly, and they say, Mias Farm is coming for exams. Never mind we, the teachers also so worried, what will happen and so forth. So we obviously, we all worried as students. So sterling service they rendered to the Ummah. Allah Jalla Wala reward Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Mia, Nawwar Allah Barakatahu, he was a visionary, that man. And Hazrat Maulana Waliullah, he was also another visionary. And remember that Hazrat Maulana Mufti Ibrahim Sanjay Jalvi Sahib, our Hazrat Hafiz Abdul Rahman, was our neighbor. So mashallah, that has to go by Hafiz Sahib and, you know, go sit there and talk with him. So all these great, great personalities, remember, Allah reward them for their great sterling service to Islam. So that is our Mias Farm. Now we have Maulana Hanif Bamji, and our Imam is Maulana Ghulamullah. These are the two Imams we have currently here. So mashallah, Allah Ta'ala accept their khidmat as well. So Friday I was there and I discussed three topics. One is about the Adhan, because the Adhan is in the news. Second, I discussed, you must remember, about all this peace treaty with the Jews. So you must remember that. And I said, there's no way that can be justified in Islam. Any Arab country, any Muslim country does it. Remember, they do so at their own peril. Allah Ta'ala's curse will come. Allah Ta'ala will punish. You can't go and sell Masjid al-Aqsa. Today's news. They're already thinking of partitioning Masjid al-Aqsa. Those are the Jews. You must remember that what they did to Masjid Ibrahim Khalili. So that is what they want to do. Where is the Arab rulers? Where are the Muslim rulers? Where is the Muslim Ummah fast asleep? That is a shame and a disgrace on the Ummah. We don't even know what is happening to our holiest places. Makkah, Medina is under the threat of the Shias. La'anahumullah. Shias want control of it. And they say it openly. There's nothing hidden about it. And the Jutlas, the Jews, and the Zionist apartheid regime want control over Aqsa. So you must remember that that is where we are today. Where are we, 1 billion Muslims? Are we so good for nothing? Allah forbid. They are few people, few ulama, few salihin comparatively. We make dua, Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala, through their crying, through their tawajjuh and crying, Allah's mercy comes. Destroy all these enemies of Islam and Muslims. Otherwise, it's very difficult times. Remember that. That everywhere that they are now marginalizing the truth through Muslims, see how many ulama in jails and what is going on. Allah alone have mercy on this ummah. Saturday, that was now Friday, and Friday night we had some visitors, my students and all of them, Haji Ahmed Wali and Brother Yusuf Isaac Ji and all of them, mashallah. All may Allah reward all these youngsters here. They come and say, got a lot of stories and things to ask and all that. So good, very good, mashallah. Saturday, mashallah, I kept it like this. It's family time if we are not traveling and so forth. So I just stay at home and mashallah, spend time and remember that we don't go out if there's no trips and all that like nowadays. So we just sit quietly at home and so forth. Then Sunday, because Sunday is very busy day, so before Fajr we already up and with Allah's help, and then Fajr we run after Fajr to Zakaria, and now with Allah's help and mercy the crowd is getting so big. So Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib said, decided with Mashura, we will go back to the masjid and do the majlis there. So mashallah, Qari Muhsin read the Qirat, then I spoke about the events that took place during Muharram. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu became Khalifa on the 1st of Muharram and the year 24. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu's martyrdom, and who martyred him? The Shia, la'anahumullah, is written in their own kitabs. So open Ihtijaj by Tabrasi, open Sheikh Mufid's kitab, Al-Irshad, you will find everything. And then we spoke about Khaybar, which took place in Muharram in the 7th year, how the Muslims and how Sayyidina Ali played a vital, pivotal role. And remember, the Muslims defeated the Jews. And then we discussed about Sayyida Maria Qibtiya, the honorable mother of Nabi Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, son Ibrahim. So remember, she passed away on 16th Muharram in the 16th year after Hijrah. Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu performed the janazah salat. And we discussed that. Then we discussed the battle of Qadisiyah. Oh Muslim, go read about Qadisiyah. We went to Iraq in 2000. We went to the places where all this took place. Go read about Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu an. How the Muslims defeated the Iranians. How they defeated the Persians. When I went to Iran in 2013, this chap here, this driver, his name Zari. I still remember. So it's just him, myself, my wife, because I made condition, I don't want nobody with me. And then, so because we can go here, there and everything, no group, you have to worry of everybody. Anyway, I asked him, why you don't like Umar radiallahu anhu? He said, no, we don't like. I said, why? He said, he killed too many Persians. He killed too many Iranians. He gave you Islam in his time. Remember, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas went. You should be indebted to Sayyidina Umar. But when Allah don't want to give hidayat and you become proud and arrogant, then dwallu wa dwallu. You go astray and lead others astray. So the intense hatred for Sayyidina Umar, the murderer of Sayyidina Umar, they put up a shrine for him there in Kashmir. La'anahumullah. So anyway, you must remember that. So we discuss all these issues. Then Maulana Burhan spoke for a little while on taqwa and pay. Then Hazrat Mufti Sahib spoke. And mashallah elaborated, you know, on death and so forth, that everybody knows death is inevitable. And then in the afternoon, Q&A with Hafiz Hussain Wadi, mashallah. So that is now a very busy day because, you know, so many things we have to do. And at night we get busy. Imam Malik, rahimahullah. Let me share another secret with you. You like my secrets. Imam Malik rahimahullah, when his students asked him, they know, oh Malik rahimahullah, that why on the beginning of the Islamic month you really exert yourself, you know, you go extra mile. He said that if I do that, I know the whole month will go well. So I tried it in my life, you know, that even in Karachi when I was studying there and so forth, even in Newcastle when I was teaching. So now here our week starts Monday. So Sunday night I do try and do a lot of work. So I know the whole week I'll be busy. If Sunday nights go mix up, then the whole week go to the week, like, you know, and this time of day in Karachi and all that, our classes used to start Saturday. Friday was the holiday. So Friday night, I used to work a lot. So that Saturday, the whole week will go well. So you try it in your life and see. So we have Imam Malik's Amal Day as well. So remember that is how you should have a timetable in your life and make special dua for the Haramain Sharifain. Make dua for Miasfam, mashallah, that great service. Thousands of students become Hafiz, Hafiz Abdul Rahman and the other teachers. Make dua for our Jami Masjid and all the masajid in the world. Then Maulana Qatani came here to the Jami Masjid Saturday night. Big crowd there was. And he said that in Cape Town now, 19 masajid are closed. That is our condition in South Africa. So remember, cry to Allah. See, we are guilty. Leave everybody else. We ourselves, we guilty. So Allah Ta'ala give hidayat and accept us for his deed. Okay, now inshallah, Sheikh Zakaria will join us till 2:30 to 3, inshallah, in the mercy of Allah. 3:25, the morning's Q&A, the repeat. Thereafter, Brother Amin Templeton, inshallah, till 5:30, and with a business program, 5:30 to 7, Moana Khalid Yaqub, inshallah. And 7 o'clock to 7:30, today's tafsir, inshallah, Al-Aziz. 7:30 to 8 will be Moana Yunus Patel, Rahimahullah's advices. Then 8 to 10, the Q&A, inshallah, live with Moana Arafat, yeah, from our studios, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala accept. Then 10 to 11, Mufti Masood Tariq, and he speaks about a court case that took place in Lahore and how justice was served. So very interesting for those who understand Urdu. May Almighty Allah make our khatima bil khair and accept us. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
WhatsApp us on 084-786-3132.